for the summer, reflecting on the Lord's Prayer, but in a different way. This, you heard the Luke version of the Lord's Prayer. Oftentimes we learn the Matthew version. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You probably know those words, and those are beautiful. But also in the Gospel of Luke, there is this kind of like shorter version. It's like the tweet version in some ways. Do y'all tweet anymore? Does anybody tweet anymore? It's all like, man. So we are actually spending some time to try to listen to what is being said there and maybe ways that we kind of gloss over when we kind of move quickly through our Lord's Prayer. Actually, we will use that prayer, that Lord's Prayer, at the end of our prayer of thanksgiving with communion in just a few minutes. So you'll be saying those words again as well. Now, I want to tell you that I have a slide deck with about 72 slides in it. This might be the longest sermon that I've ever put together. I mean, total. And I can preach for a long, long time. Am I serious? No. I just want to be really brief because there's so much. I think we have seen, in some ways, the living out of holiness. I think we have witnessed that in ways that preaches better than I can just kind of simply describe. I want to say to you just a few brief things, though. I want to tell you, I want to remind you, this whole business of, maintain the holiness of your name, of your word. That's the Luke translation, the translation that we saw a moment ago. And that means that there is holiness at stake. There is how the world would embrace and be holy as God is holy, right? And so one of the most fundamental things about who we say we are as Christians is to be holy. Okay? And holiness is kind of this otherness. Do you ever wake up in the morning and feel holy? I wake up in the morning and feel like, holy smoke. You know? coffee. And so it feels like holiness is far away, but the reality for Christians, for people who have taken on this name, this lifestyle, this being of being a Christian, there is the hope, the dream, and the work of becoming, holy like God is holy. Okay. Now, what we say about baptism, and maybe I didn't tell you guys this when we were talking, this is not informed consent, I guess. That's our commissioning into the work. I think I did tell you this. That when we're baptized, we are certainly kind of relieved and things happen to us spiritually that's hard to describe and doesn't necessarily need to be mediated by our own kind of rational understanding about things, okay? That's why we baptize kids, because God's doing the work. But one of the things that happens is we get brought into the family and into the family business of being holy. All right. So you and I, those of us who, have been given the gift of baptism, who live in our baptism, we were ordained into something that is, good and hard work. Now, I'm going to tell you that one of the most central things about being holy, one of the most easy ways for you to be able to see holy and to touch holy and to put your arms around that holy is love. All right? It is to love with compassion and mercy as God loves with compassion and mercy. God gets up in the morning. I don't know how God gets up in the morning, but God looks at me in the morning as I get up and goes, I love that boy. He's a mess, but I want to guide him. To the extent that he will work with me, I'm going to be with him. I want you to be able to enter into relationships with people around you and even relationships with yourself that hold in love. That's what happened to Leo. Now, there's ways to live that out. There's ways to engage that. We talked about that during the spring, during Lent, that there were those practices. We remembered a version of those practices just a moment ago by our prayers, our presence, our showing up, our gifts, our service, our witness, our service. So in some ways, the work that was done at baptism with you gets lived out in what you're about to do. And actually, not just that. You know, how you are compassionate to people in your circle, how you are able to kind of like care for your family members and people who are not your family members and people you might not like, right? Ugh. Even that. You carry that responsibility. Your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, your witness. Who am I? Who am I to God? Who am I to you? Who are we to each other? And who is God to us all? Not looking to say, I don't like you because of who you are or how your body is shaped or how you were from the wrong side of the tracks or the neighborhood or how your skin color is or how you love other people or how you care, how you, that God of love is also never going to be able to be shaken from the love that he's chasing after you and me all with all the time. Okay? That's holy. That's what holy looks like. And that's what we have to do. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name. Preserve your holiness, because we got work to do. I say all this to you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.